Are you the king of the Jews? This question from Pilate, the Roman governor, to this rabbi from Nazareth. This question from the Roman governor to this man standing before him named Yeshua ben Yosef Nanziasis, Jesus, son of Joseph of Nazareth. This question asked of Jesus. It's ironic, it's strange, it's weird. Because you see, the question that we have today is not so much, is Jesus the king of the Jews? The question we have today is Jesus our king? Is Jesus the ruler of our life? Is Jesus the Lord of our existence? Is Jesus the master of our days? Who is Jesus to you? This question was asked repeatedly of the disciples by Jesus himself. Who do people say that I am? And by the people who heard and received Jesus, who is this person? He speaks and preaches as one with authority. He causes the lame to walk and the blind to see and the deaf to hear. And he raises the dead. Who is this Jesus? He's just not some ordinary rabbi. We know that much. Who is this Jesus? Who is this one that we follow? This is a question the disciples asked amongst themselves. They knew there was something special about him. They knew he could heal. They knew he could teach. They knew he could work miracles. They saw him feed 5,000. They saw him raise the dead. They saw him cast out demons. They saw him open closed mouths. They saw him open closed ears. They saw him open closed eyes, both physically and metaphorically. They knew there was something special about him, but what was it? The Roman authorities, Pilate, the governor, representing the emperor, asks a question that has political ramifications. Are you the king of the Jews? Because the only person who could appoint a king in Israel at that time was the emperor of Rome, who had power there. Are you the king of the Jews, therefore, was a subversive question to Jesus. Are you claiming the rulership here in this world, in this place, over this people? Are you their king? In fact, when he was crucified on the cross above his head, on the titulus, which is the plate upon which they would put the charge against the man being crucified, it said, King of the Jews, Rex Udorium, King of the Jews. And in fact, the Jewish people were so upset, the rulers, the leaders of the Jewish people were so upset, they said, don't write King of the Jews, write that he claimed he was King of the Jews. And Pilate says, what I've written, I've written. His question, however, are you the King of the Jews? We miss it, and we miss the important part of the question. We miss the important point of the story. We miss the important issue here if we just say King of the Jews. If we fail to hear the question, is Jesus our King? Is Jesus your King? If we fail to ask the question of ourselves, is Jesus my King? What would it look like for Jesus to be our King? What would our lives look like if Jesus is our King? When others look at us, do they know that Jesus is our King? Do they know that Jesus is the Lord of our lives? Do they know that Jesus is our ruler? Our master, our Lord, by what we do and how we live our lives and what we say? Or do they have to be told? Ooh. If they can't see it by looking at us, if they can't know it by hearing what we say and watching what we do, and they can only find that out because we've told them that Jesus is our Lord, then there's something wrong with how we're following Jesus. Jesus responded eventually after a few give and take with Pilate. He responded, "My kingdom is not of this world." Okay, fine. Then where is his kingdom? And we first want to reply, and we're right to reply, in heaven. But first and foremost, for each and every one of us, we must first reply, where is his kingdom? Here. Within each of us. If Jesus is not the Lord of our living, the Lord of our lives, if Jesus is not our King, if we are not part of his kingdom, then we are fooling ourselves and we're just pretending to be Christians. I heard a few echoing amens. So, is Jesus the King of your life? Is Jesus your King? Is Jesus our King? Ask yourself, is Jesus my King? Answer the question, take a look at what you do, how you live your life, what you say. And if it accords with what Jesus' will is for you, if you're doing what Jesus calls you to do, then Jesus is your King. And what does Jesus call you to do? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I think we can all convince ourselves that we're loving the Lord our God, at least with part of our heart and part of our soul and part of our mind. After all, we're here right now, aren't we? Do we love the Lord our God? Say yes.
Yes.
Ooh, I love it. And we do. So how much? Well, if it's only for an hour and a half on Sunday morning and maybe an hour at some other point during the week, then it's not all. Greg, why are you doing that? You're stepping on my toes. Yes, I'm stepping on my own too. I'm sorry, my friends. Sunday morning Christianity is not enough. An extra hour during the week is not enough. Sunday morning and Sunday evening and Wednesday night, it's not enough. Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening or Thursday, whenever you might have church meetings, is not enough. In fact, church meetings do not constitute kingdom of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I have a friend who gives away, remember in Monopoly they used to have the get out of jail free cards? He gave me these get out of church meeting free cards. Amen, brother and sister. Whoa. I got a collection of them. I'm going to start using them. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. I'm just going to start paraphrasing him here. With all of your time. Huh? Yeah. With all of your talents, with all your gifts, with all your service, with all that you are, with all of your being, love the Lord your God. And if you do that, you've got half of it. And love your neighbor as yourself. Whew. All right, that first part's really hard. But maybe we can convince ourselves somehow that we're actually doing it. That we're actually loving the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. But this loving neighbor as ourselves. God, you don't know my neighbor. Can't I choose a neighbor of my own? Selection? When I was growing up, one of my favorite shows was Sesame Street. My favorite was, of course, the Cookie Monster. And second to him was Grover. And there was a song that they used to sing in Sesame Street. Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? They're the people that you meet each day. Oh, gosh. Really? I want to love the people in Africa with all my heart, soul, and mind and strength as I love the Lord my God. I want to love them as I love myself. That's great. They live over there. What about your next door neighbor? Neighbor. Well, they mow their yard poorly. They don't water their yard enough. They were up way too late last night watching that Texas A&M game that never ended. The game that ran twice as long, four times as long as church. Seven overtimes? Woo! My neighbors are loud. You don't know them, God. Do I have to love them? Yeah. Yeah. My kingdom is not of this world. Okay, that means I don't have to love them in this world, right? No. Is Jesus our King? Ask yourself the question, is Jesus my King? And if he is, and you want to say yes, great. Can the people out there see it? Can the people you meet each day see it? Can they hear it in your voice? Can they see it in your actions? Or is all they see grumpy, grump, 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 judgment, 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 and go away, don't bother me? Oh. You know, there are times when I feel that way. I'm driving down into Dallas through the nasty traffic, get out of my way, and words, oh boy, and I come to a stop, and there's somebody standing there. They're hungry, they want food, and what do? I say, please go away. Rather than love my neighbor as myself. When people look at us, do they see a subject of the kingdom of God? Or do they see someone of this world? Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Why? Because his kingdom is in glory everlasting, and right here in our hearts, if we will make room for him. If we will set aside our own objectives, our own agenda, our own plans, our own expectations, and simply make room for Jesus. So you are a king, Pilate asked him. Jesus said, you say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Do we listen to the voice of Jesus? Will we listen to the voice of Jesus in the days and weeks to come? This is the last Sunday of the church year. Now, some people say, what does that mean? No, it's not. It's November. Yeah. The church year begins with the first Sunday of Advent, which is next Sunday. A time in which we begin to prepare for the annual celebration of the incarnation and birth of Jesus. Who is it that we're waiting to celebrate in his birth, in his coming, in his incarnation? Who is it? Is it some good and wise teacher? Is it some rabbi? Is it some philosopher? Is it just one among many religious leaders of this world? Or is it our King that we await. Our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our Ruler. As we move into Advent next week, ask yourself the question, is Jesus my King? And if He is, then live your life showing His Lordship, His Kingship over you before others. Love the Lord your God, and love your neighbor as yourself, and live in the truth, and testify to the truth, and listen to the voice of Jesus calling you to follow Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. And may the people of God say, Amen.